welcome back to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Gomez, and in this episode, I'm going to be giving you guys a couple updates regarding my personal life, the channel, and some new changes that are going to be coming in the coming weeks. So if that's something that interests you, as always, sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Thank you. Alright guys, welcome back to the podcast, episode 32. In this one, I'm going to be talking about some crazy changes that have happened since last episode. All of these changes, as a matter of fact, have happened in just under a week, I'd say. So, let's start with a big thing. School. As of right now, I am taking a break from school, taking the semester off, and I am getting a job to help pay for my classes, both past overdue balances, as well as my future classes. It was a mistake on my part, I will admit that. I just wasn't too smart with some situations, but I figured, I said that I wanted this year to be a year of growth where I got a job and a license, so I figured, okay, this is going on for a reason. I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. So I figured, why not apply to some places? So I applied to 3 places locally, and I ended up getting an interview at the McDonald's near my home, and I couldn't have asked for a better first interview. I think it went very well, so I should be waiting the results either this week or next week, so we'll have to see where that goes. And I figured, in the case of me getting a job, I can practice driving to and from work, thus giving me more experience to get prepared to get my driver's license. So yeah, over the past week, I've already gotten some job interviews in, and I'm practicing driving and working on getting my license finally. I've been writing out ideas for the podcast as well as my YouTube channel. And the podcast, from the looks of it, I plan on releasing episodes 31 through 82 in 2021 alone. So that's mainly the big thing. I calculated that's about 52 episodes coming out this year, and that's insane in my opinion. I'll be, I believe, twice as much as many episodes as we released in 2020. I definitely want to do some video podcasts, record them, maybe upload them to a channel. I'll probably only do those, though, when I have guests on the podcast, so we'll have to do this. Start to make a little bit of money on the podcast. I set a goal for myself by July of this year. I want to have made $20 off the podcast, and I get that that's very small, but then again, I have a very small audience, but that doesn't mean that I can't reach it if I work hard enough and gain some new listeners. And above all, that results in me just building my audience. I want to build the audience with my podcast. I definitely want to get my voice out there, and I definitely want to just attract new listeners. Always appreciate everyone who stops by. As far as the films go, I am going to be doing the Twilight Zone fan series. That's going to be continuing at some point, either this month or February. Maybe it'll coincide with the 1-year anniversary of the release of the first episode, which also happened to be my first film that I ever made. My first film that I ever released to YouTube, I should say. I had made a Discord with my friends, for content creation stuff. Josh, Caden, and I, we've made Discords for each other, and we're planning out content on that and working together. And the big thing that I wanted to bring up is something I believe that I've brought up on the podcast before. I actually believe that it was, like, one of the first podcast episodes I had ever, released, and that is, I want to do a new series on the channel for the time being until I release films. So in between each of my film project releases, I want to be doing a new series called The Director's Log. Essentially, what that is going to be is I'm going to be vlogging a little bit, which that will be a very different and new experience for me. I've always wanted to do it, but I've always found excuses not to do it, or you can call them reasons. I tend to call them excuses because there's really nothing holding me back rather than myself. And looking back, I believe that this was something that I had planned for nearly 2 years, as yep, I talked about doing this all the way back 2 years ago on the third episode of this podcast. It was the third episode. I had planned on doing a whole separate channel. I would also planned on doing a whole separate podcast, which never came to be. But what I can say is that this is something that I definitely want to follow through. I want to do this series as a way to document my journey as an aspiring filmmaker. And even though I'm a few months late, I want to document the last year of my teens. I want to document every single day up till my 20th birthday. And then so I can just document my growth and my journey into adulthood. So I can go from jobless, non-driving, aspiring filmmaker to a somewhat filmmaker who can drive and has his own job. I just want to do this as a way to document my journey so I could look back 5, 10 years from now and look at all the growth and progress I've made. And this is something that I figured that I've been wanting to do. I debated on whether doing it on a separate channel, but I figured why not just do it on the channel I have now. It'll be a great way to maintain an audience, maybe even grow an audience, as there's large gaps in between my uploads. And that's not necessarily anyone's fault, certainly not mine. I mean, we get busy and it's a filmmaking channel, so my films take time. And a lot of people have told me, why don't I be more consistent with my films? Creating a film is not hard, in my opinion. It has its challenges, don't worry, it's always hard. But that is not the hardest part. The hardest part comes in getting a film together, getting the story together, getting the people, getting the places and the dates and times. That's probably the hardest part. But once you have all that, everything else just comes naturally to me. The filming, editing, and releasing, that just comes natural, in my opinion. So I figured not only am I doing this for personal growth and documenting my journey and stuff, this is also my chance to push myself to potentially make a movie every single day of my life up till my 20th. And I figured that this would be a great thing. I won't go daily. However, mainly due to my slow internet, but I will do two episodes a week. Now, what I mean by that is on Monday, my videos will be all about my weekend. So it'll all be very current. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna do two uploads a week. Mondays are gonna be me documenting my weekend, while the Saturday uploads are gonna be all about my week Monday through Friday. So that's mainly what we're gonna do, and that's my main plan is just, yeah, I wanna document my journey. I wanna use it as a thing to kind of look back on 10, 15 years from now and answer people's questions. Why don't I just make a movie every day? This is like the next thing. This is like, I cannot talk to this, sorry. This is a step in the right direction. This is the next best thing for me to try my hands at. And like filmmaking and everything else I've ever done in my life, this is all going to be experimental. This is all going to be very new to me, and I'm going to be learning the ropes. I'm not going to get some things right in the very beginning, but this is what I'm willing to do. I'm willing to learn, and I'm just excited to share. I feel like I'm obligated to produce more stuff for my channel. I feel like I'm obligated to give more content to my channel and to give myself a chance to just grow my audience. Because how cool would it be able to, how cool would it be, to say that I inspired somebody because they watch those videos, because they watch my movies. I inspired somebody to not go into filmmaking, but look into video production. That'd be great. Because at the end of the day, and this is something that I often think about, and certainly, it's the first thing that goes in people's heads. When I tell people that I want to go into filmmaking, a lot of people assume, when someone says that, that they want to go to Hollywood. They want to make big budget movies. That is not me. While that may be awesome, and I would love to do that, that'd be beyond my wildest dreams, that's not what I want to do. Not only would I want to do filmmaking, if I couldn't do filmmaking, I would want to do something in video production, because it is what I'm good at. That is what I believe I was put on this earth for. I believe that my best talents are when I'm sitting at a desk in a video editing software, and I'm creating stories, making videos, and producing some sort of digital content for people to consume. That is what I'm meant to do. I am meant to entertain. I am meant to tell stories. That is what I feel my purpose is. And I'm not good, really, at anything else besides that. These are my tools. My computer, my microphone, my camera. Those are all my tools. And I'm going to use those tools to the best of my ability. I'm going to work with what I have and just go from there. That's really what this was about. This is what this podcast was about. This is what my YouTube channel was about. This is what this whole crazy dream I had thought of almost 4 years ago, believe it or not. Or almost five, really. I can't really remember. That's what this dream was all about. I just wanted to create something that I was proud of. It goes back to when I recorded that short little iPhone iMovie trailer, showed it to people, and got a genuine reaction from it. That'll probably be a whole nother separate episode of the podcast, but that's what it stems back to. Me wanting to recreate that feeling of bringing emotion out of somebody because of something that I created and showed them. That is, at the end of the day, what I want to do. I know that's what thousands, millions of content creators, not just content creators, but filmmakers in general. And a lot of people fail to realize that the whole landscape of cinema is changing. Much like it was back in the 20th century, back in like the 60s and 70s, when you had the movie brats with George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, Coppola, Scorsese, De Palma, literally some of the greatest filmmakers of their generation and the greatest filmmakers of all time, I would say. They changed the game by creating stories for younger audiences. Tons of things were consistently changing. And now, not only do we have YouTube, where people can literally create stories and moments at the click of a button and release it to millions of people around the world. Not only that, but we have streaming services. The Hollywood system is great, and I love movies, but streaming services are the future. We've known this for a while, ever since Netflix became a thing. Streaming services are becoming more and more abundant, to the point where I feel like it's all going to come full circle. Everybody was canceling cable to go to streaming services. Now everybody's just going to be going in a cycle, because it's going to end up like cable, where you're subscribing to all of these streaming services because you like what they have to offer. Things not changed, it's just gone digital. So that's the thing. And we're getting tons of new creators are getting their foot through the door through streaming services because they're able to create original movies, original series. It's just amazing what we are able to do. It is also very daunting, and it brings a new challenge to a bunch of creators, including myself, as I know that bear with me in this metaphor. I know that when I set sail on this journey and I was going to cast a line into this infinite just lake ocean of content creation, I know that there's tons of vloggers out in the world. I know. There's millions of all types of content creators. There's millions of people trying to do what I want to do. So I know that when I cast my line out, I'm going to be joining a bunch of other people. and it's gonna be, I need to offer something that'll hook somebody in. I am aware of that. I'm willing to work hard in the long run. And a lot of people assume that I want the millions of subs, millions of views. I don't want that. I don't want to be rich. I don't want to be a huge, rich and successful film director. I mean, don't get me wrong, I want to be successful, but at the end of the day, I want to be able to make a living off of making movies. And if not making movies, I want to make a living off of video production, whether that be through YouTube, whether that be working for somebody else. I just want to be successful in this realm because these are my people, and I know what I'm doing. I'm not completely clueless most of the time, and I just want to try my hand because I figured that this was a better time as any. I know I'm gonna have to get a bunch of jobs in between. I'm already in the process of doing that right now. But to look back, and this goes for anybody who's either my age or in the same mindset or place in life where you're just trying to figure out what you're doing and you don't know where to go, my best advice and the thing that I just kept telling myself is, what a better time. There's no better time for me to be doing something like this. Because if we can't look back on our lives 20, 30 years from now and say that we didn't just try something that was out there just for the sake of trying it, just to say that we tried our hand, we dipped our toe in this pond, if you will. To say that we've never tried something crazy or just stepped out of our comfort zone a little bit, then what's the point? And I struggle with that on a day-to-day basis as someone who loves their comfort zone and has to deal with all kinds of stress and just anxiety and all of this stuff. And there comes a point where you just get sick of it. There comes a point where you're sick of disappointing people. There comes a point where you're just sick of being knocked down. And through that, when you hit rock bottom, you have nowhere to go but up. You've already reached the lowest you can go. All you can do is go up. That's why I encourage anybody who's in a tough situation. It can't get any worse than the situation you're in now, probably. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. I don't know. I don't know you. I don't know your struggles. But what I do know is that no matter what, you're always going to have one person in your corner. And if all you have is that one person, then go to that one person. Just try. At the end of the day, just try. If you want to get a job at this place, apply. If they don't answer you, keep applying. Keep applying places. Keep doing what you got to do. If you want to be a YouTuber, if you want to be a content creator or a storyteller, keep making videos. I know it's going to suck because you're not going to have a lot of people watching, but don't worry about the view count. Just make the videos and make them to the best of your ability. I'm talking to the people who actually want to work hard and put content on there. Because I know that there are a lot of people, I was one of these people, primarily kids, maybe like kids all the way up to like 13, 14, or 15, just wanted to YouTube for the money. And they just want to do it because it seems easy. And then when they realize how hard it is, they want to quit. And they don't want to devote their time or money. Now, I'm not saying you have to have $1,000 set up. You don't. You can literally start with the most basic things. What I'm saying is you have to be willing to invest some level of money into what you're doing. If you want to improve, if you want to see some results, you're gonna have to invest your money into something in some way or another. Because when I first started this filmmaking thing, I barely had any film equipment. I still barely have any filmmaking equipment, but that doesn't mean that I didn't save money over time. I didn't invest. I got the sound card all on my own. I got the laptop. I got this Blue Yeti microphone that I am talking to you right now. This is what I spent my money on. And you guys can remember, you guys can look back to the earliest podcast episodes. My podcast episodes sounded pretty bad because I was talking on a really crappy gaming headset. But then I worked my way up, I worked hard, I saved money every bit I can from whether that be from Christmas, birthdays, what have you. I invested time and I invested a little bit of money into my dream. That's what you gotta do. You need to really, before you start anything, you need to ask yourself, are you willing to devote your time? Are you willing to devote your money? Just, are you willing to just do, are you willing to do the impossible? Are you willing to put yourself through these stressful situations just for the sake of seeing your dream succeed? That is, at the end of the day, what we're here to do is we're just meant to test ourselves. We are meant to be challenged. That is why we are here. And at the end of the day, if you have a dream, awesome. You can have as many dreams as you want. My only advice, and this is advice that I'm trying to learn myself, is, yeah, you can have dreams, but if you're not going to do anything about it, what's the point of having them? And yeah, I don't know where this whole filmmaking thing is going to go for me, or this video production thing is going to go for me. I have no idea. I can't predict the future. All I know is that I'm in too deep, and I've spent too much time and too much money on anything that I ever have before to stop. I see the growth. People might not see it because that number is so small, but if I can just show you guys the comparison of Mac Films as opposed to any of the gaming channels that I did prior, I did not see the nearly a fourth of the success on any of my gaming channels that I have in Mac Films. Granted, my gaming videos were getting about 10 to 20 views. All my Mac Films videos, not all of them, but my films. That's the main important thing. My films, the thing that I started the channel for, to tell my stories, to tell original movies, to do that. My films themselves have gotten into the triple digits, have gotten over 100 plus views. I believe only one of my gaming videos ever did that. Just one. I think my all-time views for both my gaming channels combined still don't reach my all-time views for Mac Films. Granted, Mac Films is only a little over the 500 mark, but I do know that is what told me, that is what gave me the sign to keep going and to not quit, because I saw something that I never saw in my two gaming channels. More people started to take notice. Sure, the filmmaking thing is just as big of a pond as the gaming thing is, but I feel like I'm able to get something out of this in the long run. And I got friends that'll back me up. I got Caden and I got Josh. They're both trying to start their own content creation journeys. Caden's been doing very well for himself. Go look at his channel. Go look at Enhanced Fox, please, because in his most recent videos, he's been grinding. He's one of the most hardworking people I know, and he was getting minimal views, but in the past three, four videos, so the past, like, 2-3 weeks, he went from getting only five, he'd be lucky if he even got double digits in his views. If he got 10 views, that was considered a great video, in our opinion. He went from getting 5 to 10 views a video to getting 50 to 60 views on average so far. His most successful video has about 370 views, I believe. That's, I believe, that's more views than all of my films combined, I believe. I'll have to double check, but see, we're willing to put the effort in, and that's what I told him. He's just starting, and he's just starting to see the results. He is working. Not only is he doing that, he's putting himself through school. He's doing all of this. And Josh, I know Josh can do it too. And if Josh, if you're listening, I know you got this, man. And I know it's scary, and I know that you're stepping in a realm that's completely different than anything you had been in before. But trust me, Caden and I are willing to help you. The three of us are going to work together. So, anyways. After that really long rant, sorry. Oh, wow. I'm looking right now, and we are already over the 25-minute mark. So, it's already a good lengthy episode, in my opinion. Alright, so I'm just going to take a brief break. And I will come back to you guys and I will talk about what all of this means, what I'm going to be doing, and what you guys can expect from now on till the end of the year. Alright, so what I can tell you about the channel and what's going to be happening with the podcast is that the podcast is going to be staying the same. We're going to be going up to about 82 episodes by the end of the year. I might try to do video podcasts. We'll see how that goes. I want to start making a little bit of money on the podcast, and I've set some goals for myself. And above all, I just want to build an audience, and I want to get more people invested in what I have to say. Now, as far as the films go, the Twilight Zone fan series will continue. I also got two other projects in the works. I'll reveal more of those as they develop. And yeah, vlogging. I'm going to be trying vlogging. I'm going to be dipping my toes into that pond. Been saying that term a lot. I don't know. I've just been hearing it a lot lately, and I kind of like it. But anyways, so yeah, this is going to be a totally different thing. I want to document the last year, my last year as a teen. No, I'm missing some months, but I still got a little over 9 months to document my journey. Document my journey as a person and as an aspiring filmmaker. And this also gives me the opportunity to not only put more content on the channel, but it gives me an opportunity to make a movie every single day. And I can't wait to see where it goes. I got so many ideas for it. We'll just have to see where it goes, and I just can't wait for that day when I can make the final one and look back on the first one and see my progress and how far I've come, hopefully. So what I mean is, starting tomorrow, I am going to record and begin this whole new journey with the director's log. I'm going to start recording tomorrow morning all the way up through Friday. And I'm going to upload the first installment to you guys on Saturday. I haven't had a set time when I'm going to upload these. I really don't set times for when I upload things. I can give you guys a date, but I can't really give you guys a time because my internet is so unpredictable with how long or how short it'll take for it to upload something. But what I can tell you guys for sure is that you guys will be getting two installments of the director's log. Each week, you'll be getting one starting Monday. Aside from this week, so the first installment will kick off on Saturday. And then after that, you'll get Mondays and Saturdays. Monday will be the weekend video, and Saturday will be documenting the week, Monday through Friday. Basically, what I'm going to be doing is I'm just going to be filling you guys in little by little on what I'm doing, what I'm working on, and just what I hope to get out of this in general. Because at the end of the day, I just want to make something that I'll truly be proud of. And this will be a fun thing to kind of look back on. Like how I said, 10, 20 years from now, when I meet people, or maybe even have a family of my own, and they ask me what I was like or what I was up to at this point in my life, I can literally pull it up for them. Show them, this is what I was doing on this exact day. and I just want to be able to document my progress. Now, I'm not going to be even thinking about how little or how far I've come in that journey. Little is not going to be an option. What I mean is these videos are kind of going to be holding me accountable. And they're kind of going to be giving me a reason. Because like I said, this is going to be a film every day. And if I apply my still very new film expertise, again, I have so much to learn still. But if I can apply just my basic film knowledge to this, I can. So with this series, I'm the main character. I have my obstacles in the story, getting the job and the license, and just improving as a person. At the end of the story, I want to get the character, me, from point A to point B. That's what the series is going to be about. So I need to treat this as if it's a movie. Because think about it. You're going to lose your audience if, let's say, I'm about 6 months in. And we're still where we were. And we're where we're at in episode 69, where we were in episode 3. If we're barely making any progress or no progress at all, then there is no point to this. And this whole idea could be scrapped. And not only did I waste my time, but I wasted an audience's time when I could have been using it to inspire not only myself but others, teach them, and have them go on this journey with me and share what I'm going to consider my ultimate story at this point. So, yeah, that is really all I have to say. So, again, I planned everything out. Expect more content on the channel film-wise. Also, I cannot wait to share the series with you guys. So for those of you guys who want to check in, it'll be called the Director's Vlog, or Log, and it will be on MagFilms LTD channel. And the first video will be uploaded on Saturday, the 16th. And from that point on, from that Saturday all the way up to October 25th, 2021, I will be documenting my journey as an aspiring filmmaker and as a person. So yeah, I just can't wait to share that with all of you, and I hope you guys can all follow me along for the ride. As always, thank you guys so much for taking the time out of your day to listen to this podcast. I appreciate each and every single one of you. Please be sure to like this podcast and share it with a friend. You can listen to this on wherever you like to listen to your podcast. And as always, feel free to support my friend's channel. Support Caden's channel, Enhanced Fox YT, as well as Josh's channel, The Kingsman. And please feel free to check out my filmmaking journey on MagFilms LTD. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. And as always, have an amazing day. Thank you.